The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, Daniel chapter 2, verse 21 says, God, He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. What is the season that we're in right now? Thank you for tuning in. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and this is the prophetic voice of our time. Like us here at Freedom Fellowship Church, many changes in our lives, and we are sensing that there are more changes coming up, as well as we are already experiencing and or experience some change in our personal life, as well as Freedom Fellowship Church as a whole. It is not easy in the flesh, and the more we meditate on it and the more we analyze it, the more it is challenging or difficult for us to face these changes. But changes are real and they are necessary in the kingdom of God. So thank you for tuning in. So continue to listen, okay? I just quoted to you Daniel chapter 2:21. It was God who changes times and seasons. He set them, but He can change them, okay? And we are, the body of Christ is now experiencing major changes. I was asking God, I was in my time of prayer. I was at home alone. And it was one of those wonderful moments of me spending time with Him. I started picking things up while I was talking to God. And I was asking God, because there are so many opportunities opened for the ministry. There are so many things to do in the ministry as well as in business as well as in personal. So I was asking God what I need to do for the season. I sense that there are a lot of things going on in the spiritual realm. Many are unsettling feelings. But I cannot help feeling excitement also is in the air. And one thing is for sure, I do not want to miss God in this season. I was praying and thanking God, and then all of a sudden I heard this, thus saith the Lord. Said Christina, and said, what you're sensing is true. There will be changes, promotions, and transformation in this season. And all of a sudden, He showed me a vision that is so good to even articulate in words. My brothers and sisters, God is positioning His children to where they should be in this time. Good things, even the bad things, even the bad changes in your life, He is going to use them and will continue to use them to bring you closer to Him and to understand how great is His love towards you. How much He cares, and how merciful and how almighty He is. He wants to show His glory, and He will. God is using every means to bring us where He wants us to be. He wants to punish us by blessing us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He is going to banish you to a land of plenty where you'd never been before, where you never lived like that before, because He loves you. And He ordained this season before the beginning of time, as well as your position in the kingdom. He is doing a matter of weeding out, uprooting things in our lives that are not from Him. And of course, He's using the prophetic words, the thus saith the Lord, to do that. It's in Jeremiah 1:10. So whatever is happening in your life right now, The bad things, the afflictions, the sorrow, and the pain, they're temporary. Okay? They are temporary. You're going to come out of this a better person, more blessed like Job, and more powerful than ever, because you will glorify God, because you get to know God, and you're going to get to know yourself in the things of God. So he is weeding out, he is uprooting even those things that you planted yourself that are not from him. Okay? All good things comes from God. So anything that is bad, he didn't plant them in your life. So he is uprooting, weeding, destroying. So glory to God. Enjoy the process. So if you have unsettling feelings or sensing changes, don't panic. It means to say God is not leaving you behind. And if it's hard on the flesh, glory to God. Be at peace. Bad changes will turn into good. Good changes will lead to expansion and promotions, and maturity and transformation will surely manifest. So let's start with changes, okay? What is the definition of change or changes? Change implies making either an essential difference, often amounting to a loss of original identity, or a substitute for one thing for another. As a verb, change means make or become different, take or use another instead of. As a noun, change means the act or instance of making or becoming different. So your life will never be the same again. You don't want to remember the past glory days, okay? The good old days. They're good, but they're old, okay? So let us bring in the freshness of the day, of the season. Personally, I surely am not the same person that I used to be. And as I grow matured in the things of God, my old identity is gone. And I discover God and discover more of who am I? Who is Christina in the kingdom of God? Let me share a personal testimony so that you can relate, okay? Before, I don't have it all together. And even now, sometimes, I don't get it together. That's why I pray more in this time, because I want to get things right. I want to hear from God. And so are you. Before I got baptized by the Holy Spirit and entered into ministry, I was a very, very private person. And one thing that I hate in working for a company or for a bank are the parties. Yes, I hang out with only a few people, my friends that I'm comfortable with. I have lots of friends, but I just don't like parties. I fell in love with the Lord Jesus and drastic changes happened in my life. Before him, all I wanted is to have my own place, in which I have already my own place, have my own business, and drive my Mercedes convertible. That's all I wanted. And I worked hard to attain that. Then the Holy Spirit came on me and got baptized, got born again. And the first drastic change was for me now talking in front of people, microphone in hand, and I lost my privacy. And when I'm beginning, I got adjusted to that, and then Mike and I got married, and the Lord directed us to start this ministry, and for me to go on the radio and co-pastor a church, I was not happy, especially on the radio. It was okay with me when we were on the radio together, but then the Lord changed it again. This prophetic voice of our time, I was told to do it myself, but I did. It is still not comfortable for me, but the reward is when I hear from you, radio listeners, how this program impacted your life. I am very partial to the healing testimonies and salvations, of course. It is an awesome thing. But you know what? I am living heaven on earth because I know I'm in the perfect will of God. even when things are not going my way, even during the affliction, even the pains and sufferings, I know that those are temporary. I may cry for a short season, but when I bounce back after I hear from God and confirmation that I'm in the right place, I bounce back and I live heaven on earth. Changes are not comfortable to your flesh, but the season that we're in right now, the Spirit of the Lord is causing major changes to happen in our personal lives and also to the body of Christ as a whole. We must focus on who God is and to trust Him. Drastic changes bring about the perfect will of God, and it will bring about the glory that He deserves. Changes always produce supernatural results. And you and I, nameless, faceless people on the earth, will bring about supernatural results that will transform nations. Sounds too good to be true? Then it is supernatural. It is from God. Consider Mary, the mother of God. Historical account says that she was approximately about 16 years old, teenager. And of course, if you picture her, beautiful young lady about to be married to a good-looking man named Joseph. So you and I can relate to that. If we're not married, we always imagine what it will be like if that is our desire, okay? If we got married, we knew the experience. So probably Mary at those times probably was thinking and trying to imagine how wonderful her life is going to be with Joseph. Life is good. Then Gabriel came in, sent by God with a message of chains. This is in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through about 39. And I'm going to do Christina's expanded translation, okay? So this is how I picture it. This is how I understand Luke chapter 1, starting with verse 26. Hey, Mary, good news. Drastic change is happening. You need to change your plan. Instead of you, Mary, planning for your wedding and honeymoon, which is going to happen anyway, but it will just get postponed, especially the honeymoon side of it. You're going to get married, but no honeymoon for at least 12 months. It will still happen, but there will be a change in the plan. You will have a baby first before your honeymoon. Mary, who else in the world will get pregnant and a virgin as that? Only you. So that's great news. So Mary have asked in verse 34, asked Gabriel, how can this be since I am a virgin? Gabriel answered in verse 35, oh, it's easy. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. That's easy. You don't have to lift a finger, Mary. You don't need to do anything, Mary. You'll get pregnant just like that. Right? Besides, your senior citizen cousin, Elizabeth, is already 6 months pregnant. That is the same Holy Spirit and the same God. So that is a big change, don't you think? Especially for a 16-year-old. But Mary is smart. She thought that, well, as a virgin, only God can make her and can get her pregnant. No man in those times and in these times will be able to make that possible. Even now, with our modern science, without a male donor, it cannot be done. So it's just like, okay, if this is impossible, only God can make it happen. So he said, okay, let it be done unto me according to your word. Mary did not worry about Joseph, because if God can do that, then God had to take care of Joseph. Because if she's going to tell Joseph about this news, if she did it herself, Joseph will probably tell her, sweetheart, I was not born yesterday. Right? So same things that are gloriously and supernatural things happening in your life Only God can bring those forth. Don't try to run away from them. Don't try to help God about it. All you need to do is to yield, believe, and trust God. If you notice, God has a different ways of doing things other than our own. No matter how much we go to school, and then all of a sudden He changed things. Because why? Those are the world system, and He wants you and I to discover Him, to get to know and understand His plan and purpose here on earth, the timing and the season that we're in, so that we can implement God's ways of doing things and tell others. In other words, we are going to take over. Only God can bring this about. So no matter what your flesh is telling you, no matter how your mind analyzes things, stop it. Focus on who God is. When drastic changes happened and you don't see things through, it is time to let God be God in your life, in your situation, and believe and get excited how He brings things about. There is one thing that is so important and so profound when God shows up and changes things. It is always supernatural, and you will own that miracle. You will own that revelation to sustain you for the rest of your life and to share others. Nobody can talk you out of it. It is yours, and you can give it away for others for their breakthrough and miracle. Result of changes is a promotion in the kingdom. And you will be a part in the transformation of many people's lives. Changes are coming, and some of them, with or without your knowledge, with or without your permission, God will bring about those chains in the body of Christ. Changes are necessary to bring forth maturity in the body of Christ and to position us in the kingdom of God where we should be. Let me share you a story. I believe in 1999, about August or September of 1999, I was praying and the Lord told me that He wants me to join the group that are going to Peru. And they're leaving in about a few days. I didn't have any ticket and I didn't have any money. And my baby girl is still an infant. I just can't leave her that. And the Lord told me and said, no, you told me that you trust me. You trust me with your life. So if you trust me with your life, you trust me with your daughter and your two sons and your husband. And as a sign, and it's like the Lord told me that one of the major projects that they're waiting for to get funded, the fund has been released, and I'm supposed to use that $3,800 tithing for this trip. And He pointed me the mission. My mission, why He's sending me there, is one in a small church in Lima, Peru. But the major thing that God is going to show me is in Tingo Maria. That is where the mouth of the Amazon River starts, okay? So I went, and this is one of the major changes that God brought about in the church in Tingo Maria, with or without their permission, with or without their knowledge. Major change happened to them. There was this big Baptist church with about 1,200 members or plus. And they have a young leader who is leading them into prayer. They're praying for revival. They're praying for everything that the Spirit of the Lord is leading them to. So they've been meeting regularly. And that prayer meeting was increased to 300. Could you imagine that? Isn't that wonderful? 300 praying men and women twice a week. So since they got bigger, they started meeting, I believe, every Friday in the afternoon. So one Friday they started praying. They were on their knees. Some were crying and they were very intense in praying to God and interceding for others and praying for the revival. When the wind came in and the wind blew in them, and all of a sudden they all got slain and they start speaking in tongues. They were not able to speak in their own language for a long period of time, and they were alarmed. And the leader said that, don't tell this to our senior pastor. Let's keep it a secret. Probably it's just one of those things. So we're going to meet again next week, and everything will go back to normal. So they met again that following Friday, and they were praying again with their understanding. And all of a sudden, they broke into praying in the spirit or speaking in tongues again. And the wind blew again, and they started laughing. They were rolling. They were rolling back and forth on the ground or on the floor of that hall, and they cannot stop themselves. So they were saying that after a third incident, they were saying that we cannot keep this to ourselves. Oh, by the way, healing start manifesting amongst the group and financial breakthroughs start happening. So after a few weeks, they decided that no, we cannot keep this from our leadership. We need to tell the pastor. So their leader arranged for a meeting with the pastor. While they're waiting outside, they're wondering whether their senior pastor will get excited or not. Well, to make the long story short, they got kicked out, all 300 of them, they got kicked out from the church because it's against their doctrine. So they were looking at each other and said, where do we go now? And some of the people said, hey, you are our leader, then you pastor us. And said, this is not our idea, it just came about. And said, we didn't plan on this, then they don't want us here, so let's start a church, a new church. Of course, as they don't know anything about how to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They just realize that many things have been happening, supernaturals have happening, and they want to know. But every time somebody from United States of America or somebody who knew Tingu Maria is in a farther place, and at the same time, it is the stronghold of the Red Fire Brigade terrorist. So once a missionary will find out, especially coming from America, they found out what it means, that it's very dangerous there. They canceled. So this group, 300, now they increased to 350 plus. They decided that they're going to fast and pray like Daniel, 21 days, until the Lord will send somebody to explain things to them and to help them out. So here comes Christina, our fearless leader, all of us, four ladies, who cannot get a plane ticket to Tingu Maria. And all of a sudden, a man, a stranger, came to us and handed us four tickets. And we're leaving in about 30 minutes. So we have to run. We have to change my international flight to return later. And out we went to Tingu Maria. That change did not happen. They did not ask for it. They did not desire it. They don't actually want to talk about it. It is not in their doctrine, but God brought change to them. And this is what I'm talking about. The changes that God is going to bring about are necessary for us to walk in the supernatural and for us to unite. My dear brothers and sisters, we will never unite with our doctrines. But if front and center is our Lord Jesus Christ, let us focus on our commonality, that is Christ Jesus crucified. Let's start from there. And let us love one another and receive one another and accept one another, even though we have a lot of differences. It is necessary to win the lost, to win the world, to bring a light. Amen? So changes are happening, and one of the changes that has already been in place but has not manifested yet for hundreds or thousands of years is about ready to happen. This drastic change. We in the body of Christ in like a glove. Okay? So this is one thing that is so important and so profound, and it will be supernatural. Okay? So just take it and receive it. I'm running out of time. I will address it in the next segment. And Joshua is preparing and editing our three services to share with you for the next several weeks about this prophecy. Remember, the thus saith the Lord is changes are coming, promotions and transformations of nations are coming. And you and I, nameless faceless people, are part of it. All glory to God. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off I-10. Our services starts at 10:30 in the morning, and the evening service starts at 7 p.m., and also our Wednesday evening service starts at 7 p.m. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.